This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Delaney, we're celebrating 10 years. Wow. We spent a big chunk of time with this guy who's in our virtual green room right now, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, never a dull day in all the years that you've joined me on this show. I don't think that we've ever had a discussion where you said, geez, there's not a damn thing happening in D.C.
That's very true, and especially recently, we just really haven't had very many slow news days. And today was certainly no exception.
Okay, so the rumor I heard, I went into a concert tonight, somebody that I'm having on the show from the 10 Tenors, but the rumor that I heard is that, no, don't worry, the government's not going to shut down. It looks like that's all going to be cleared up. Is that true?
That's what it's certainly looking like right now. We had the White House indicating in the afternoon that they are backing down from their initial attempts to try to secure about $5 billion worth of funding for the border wall from Congress. They're now saying that they have a plan to try to get probably about $4 billion or so from other sources. This would include, according to Sarah Sanders, looking at different agencies and trying to figure out where they can find money there to basically reprogram and put forward towards border security. That's something that if that moves through, if they get some additional funding from the Senate as well, including the 1.3 to 1.6 that Democrats are willing to put forward for border security, will help them meet that goal and could very well thwart the possibility of a partial government shutdown. So as it stands right now, there is reason to be optimistic, and it looks a lot less likely that we're heading down that direction than it did just about a day or so ago.
Yeah, the other night I talked to Ellen Ratner, and we were talking about Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, looking like he's getting no jail time. Wow, what a difference 24 hours makes. Had to surrender his passport, stay close to D.C. What does that mean?
This is really interesting. This was something that a lot of people assumed was going to be a easy sort of day for Michael Flynn, probably one of the bright spots in what has been a pretty troubling year overall since he initially pleaded guilty. We had his attorneys saying that he deserved no jail time. We had Mueller's team saying that he deserved no jail time. But today he had a very heated hearing in court with the judge when it came time for sentencing. The Judge Sullivan was essentially holding him to task, at one point questioning prosecutors if they had ever considered trying Michael Flynn for treason. Also saying that Michael Flynn had essentially sold out his country by trying to negate sanctions that were put into place from the Obama administration after it was determined that Russia interfered with the 2016 election, and also trying to basically lobby on behalf of the Turkish government as well. And then ultimately, after there was a number of repeated requests from the judge on whether or not his legal team would want to delay sentencing, they agreed to take him up on that. While we were expecting this to be moving forward today, it's now not going to be moving forward until March. So a surprising chain of events, and one that, certainly was very different from what a lot of people here in D.C. were expecting, and frankly, what a lot of people who were close to Michael Flynn were expecting as well. You know, according to those in the courtroom, the mood shifted dramatically. There was a lot of people who were upbeat and positive and basically excited for Flynn. And, you know, that mood seems to have quickly dissipated.
Bump stocks and the Trump administration moved to doing that on Tuesday. That's huge. So it's going to be banned under federal law. What do they have, 90 days or something like that?
Yeah, 90 days. This is something that, you know, the Trump administration has sort of been toying with for a while, something that the president said was a goal of his, something that should have been done a while ago. And now we're finally seeing this move forward. And the way it's going right now is we have the ATF basically saying you have 90 days under the new DOJ guidelines to basically surrender your bump stocks, which they now consider basically to be machine guns and therefore illegal. And also saying, look, if you can't surrender it to one of our ATF facilities, you can go online and you can figure out how to destroy your own bump stock to a way that, you know, would be within our guidelines. So this is a pretty big shift, one that, you know, frankly, has been a long time coming, but now it's coming into the final days where bump stocks will be in existence. And, you know, this is worth noting that this is something that the NRA has been relatively open toward. A lot of people who are in the, you know, pro-gun camps have suggested that this could be a pretty good idea, you know, particularly since these are items that are, you know, carried out separately from typical, you know, arms manufacturing and done on sort of a hobbyist, smaller scale level. And now it looks like this is a reality as it, you know, moves forward.
All right, so one last one. The bump stock one is a huge story. We'll talk about it later. And setting aside a middle-class tax cut, supposedly, focusing their tax efforts next year on fixing, they say, a mistake in 2017's overhaul. That's what the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, said. So is that true? Are they backing off this promise of the 10% middle-class cut or sticking on it, or what are they doing?
You know, I'm not really sure where this is going to be moving forward. You know, as you mentioned, we did have Mnuchin speaking about this earlier. You know, my sort of cynical take on here for this is if we're going to be talking about the 10% middle-class tax cut, we have to look at the context in which that promise was initially floated and when it was first made. And this was, of course, in the lead-up to the midterm election. That obviously didn't go as well for Republicans as a lot of people have liked. You know, this was a closing message argument in the final days of that campaign. So, you know, take it all with a grain of salt, but as it stands right now, this is something that's certainly going to be getting a lot of attention as the new year opens and we start approaching tax season.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, thanks so much, Justin Duckham. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good one.
You too. So, without a doubt, the bump stock deal, bump stocks, boom, done in 90 days. So people who were critical, I have to say this, of Trump, he did jump on this because why in the world do we need the bump stocks? Now he steps up and says, forget that. And that's it. You got 90 days to get rid of them. And that's the thing that allows the semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly, like what happened in Las Vegas when so many people were good. And they would be gone. Does it mean that you can't be gunned down by people? Of course, that's just one way to get around being able to fire rapidly. So how about that? And this was a big focal point when we were talking about guns. Crowd was fired on at a country meeting. 58 people were killed. And hundreds more were injured, too, in our deadly shooting in
my doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
A voice was setting the mind on leaving trouble behind. Make it to the trees where the soul agrees.
All right, America, pay attention. You are going to love my next guest. Who we have now is Randy Pate, and Randy Pate joins us on the air now to talk about things that you care about when it comes to your health and when it comes to the open market and making sure that you meet that deadline. So, Randy, thanks so much for joining us, and when is that deadline?
The marketplace open enrollment for healthcare.gov actually closes on Saturday, December 15th. There's just a couple of days left to enroll in coverage. So this is for people who are under age 65, who are not enrolled in Medicare, who don't get coverage through their job, for example. So we're talking about entrepreneurs, retail workers, seasonal workers, part-time, gig economy, all these types of folks that do not get an offer of coverage through their job. Just a couple of days left in this year's open enrollment period to go to healthcare.gov. December 15th is the deadline, so that's this Saturday. So now is the time, if you're interested in coverage or making changes to your existing coverage, to go to healthcare.gov, enter your information, or make changes to your current information so you can shop for coverage before the deadline.
Yeah, so how can people make sure that they're covered before the deadline? I mean, that's key.
So this is for health insurance coverage that starts on January 1st, 2019. So it's for 2019 coverage. Real important that people go on the website. When you go to the website, you want to bring some information with you, such as information around your income, such as your tax form or some pay stub or something else that sort of validates your income. You want to bring your ID information. And also you want to bring your list of any prescription drugs that you're taking or any doctors or hospitals that you'd want to see in your network. Get those things together, go and create an account on healthcare.gov or update your information, and you'll be able to shop for coverage that starts on January 1st.
And we're speaking with Randy Pate, a CMS Deputy Administrator and the Director of the Center for Consumer Information Insurance Oversight. We're talking about very important, obviously, marketplace open enrollment. Who can participate in marketplace open enrollment?
So, again, this is for people who are not eligible for Medicare. So it's people under 65. It's for people who don't get an offer of coverage through their job. So, you know, if you're in the gig economy, if you're a retail part-time worker, if you're between jobs, all those types of things, you're qualified to go look for coverage on healthcare.gov.
Yeah, so when people go and they look, you know this, Randy, sometimes they get confused. What's the best way to navigate?
So we're really excited this year because we've provided a lot of new consumer tools to really help make it simpler for people as they're shopping for coverage. For example, this year we have a tool called Help on Demand. You go on the website, you can click on a button at any point during the shopping process and be connected live with an agent or broker in your area. So, these are experts in your area. They know what coverage is available. They know the plans, and they can help you walk through the process.
And, of course, the worst thing that would happen is if somebody misses the deadline. What happens if somebody misses the deadline?
That's exactly right. It's really important to get in by the deadline. If you miss the deadline, you may have to wait an entire year into your next year's open enrollment period to enroll in coverage. There's only a few limited circumstances during 2019 that people will be able to make changes to their coverage or enroll in new coverage, including if you're adding a dependent, if you got married or you had a child, or if your income changed, something like that. But only in those circumstances. If you miss this Saturday's deadline, you'll have to wait an entire year to enroll in coverage.
Ooh, that would be scary. And you know, as we're saying this, I keep thinking people get confused. And why should someone consider going to the healthcare.gov marketplace?
So we're really excited this year because for the first time since healthcare.gov started offering coverage, premiums on average have gone down. So there's a lot of opportunity for people to save money. In Minnesota, on the MNsure website run by that state, premiums, again, we've seen a decrease there. So people are, able to shop for coverage that might be more affordable for them. They want to make sure that the providers that they need are in network and that the cost sharing and the co-payments, the deductibles, all those types of things are, meet their needs. I'd also say that, people who are looking for coverage, can find annual checkups covered for no extra cost, plans that cover doctor visits, no-cost preventive care, and prescription drugs. So these are comprehensive plans.
Yeah. Obviously it sounds like you're, especially in your role, that you're pretty excited about the opportunities. It's gotten easier, hasn't it?
It's gotten a lot easier. Again, the premiums have gone down. We've got new consumer tools that are available for people to really make it easy for them. You can enter in your prescription drugs. You can enter in your provider. You'll look up and find out what plans, include that, the services. You can call our call center, 1-800-318-2596, and speak live with a representative. So we have lots of different ways to enroll and lots of different tools for consumers as they're going through the process.
Yeah, I think it's tremendous that people have the opportunity to be able to use these tools. There's no question about it, and take advantage of it. So let's bring this back again. Tell us that important date of when you cannot miss this.
Absolutely. The deadline is this Saturday. It's only a few days left, December 15th. Go to healthcare.gov, or you can call 1-800-318-2596. You can also go to cuidadodesalud.gov for Spanish speakers. But again, real important for people to get in before the deadline this Saturday.
Yeah. Randy Pate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
And Randy Pate is a CMS Deputy Administrator and the Director of the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight. And in this conversation, so key what he said, I want to really emphasize this, that marketplace open enrollment, you just heard us mention that, and especially for this audience, a lot of people listening, it ends December 15th, so get on it. Don't hesitate. He gave some great information of how you can find out what you need and don't let it go by. I know there sometimes is that tendency to procrastinate a little bit because you're trying to figure out how to do it. And I think they've done a brilliant job of giving you the tools to be able to do that. And even if you're happy with your current health coverage, you might find something better during Marketplace Open Enrollment. I mean, let's face that, because every year Marketplace health plans change in cost and coverage and certainly participating providers. And for the very first time since healthcare.gov started offering coverage, average premium rates for a benchmark silver plan in 2019 are actually going down across the 39 states that use the federal platform. You know, if you look at 2019, the average premium for benchmark silver plans will actually decrease by 1.5% across those states. Also, there's going to be 23 more issuers on the federal exchanges for 2019 than were there in 2018, and 29 issuers are expanding their service area into new counties. So why would you consider going to the healthcare.gov marketplaces? Because then you can find and get the help that you need, right? And you can go locally in your own community and get that too. So you don't want to miss the deadline because, again, I emphasize this, it's easy to do because you think, when is that? Well, isn't that January? And this is why this is so key, and it was so fabulous for us to have Randy Pate on because there are those changes that fall in the favor, I think, of so many people who are struggling of trying to figure out how to do it. And actually, if you navigate the system, it is pretty easy to navigate, but there's always people there to help, and that's the brilliant thing about this. So just really keep this in mind, looking at December 15th to sign up for the coverage, because that coverage, you sign up on the 15th, and remember that it's not too long after that that the coverage would kick in on January 1st, but you have to enroll. There's no way around that. You can't say, oh, I forgot, and then I'm going to get it. I mean, this is the period to do that. And because the costs are different, the coverage is different, there's more providers, there's different people participating, even if you, and I said this already, even if you feel pretty happy with your current health coverage, you definitely want to fish around with Marketplace and Open Enrollment. I know so many people around me are doing this and have said that this seemed like it was even better going in this time around. So do it by the 15th. Remember, Saturday. Hang with us here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is backing off of President Trump's declaration that he'd be proud to shut down the government over the issue of funding for a border wall. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says they're looking at ways of finding the money elsewhere. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
The ball remains in the President's and Republicans' court to accept one of our common sense proposals.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
You remember my favorite country saying, there's no education in the second kick of a mule. We've been down this path before, and I don't believe we'll go down this path again.
The President's former top economic advisor, Gary Cohen.
We never want to see the government shut down. Shutting a government down is never a good move. I'm hopeful that the Congress can get together in the next couple days here and deliver something to the President that makes sense that he's willing to sign.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to America Tonight. And came and went. You might have just heard that interview. We were talking about how important it is and changes to marketplace insurance of email over the weekend into the beginning of the week on that. So there was confusion about how long did you have? Did they extend the deadline? No, the deadline wasn't extended. And then I got this one from Thomas, who asked about Obamacare and if Obamacare is going away. And the answer to that is, yeah, a lot of the insurance is going to be, I mean, it's going to be not the whole thing, but is big pieces of it are basically taken out. Let's put it that way. There was some scuttlebutt as to what would happen, and there was a big ruling on Friday that a Texas judge overturned the Affordable Care Act. But does it impact the future of the law or what happens to Americans who have Obamacare, who are entrepreneurs, don't work for anybody that offers them insurance, etc.? And there was a Facebook post a couple of days ago by the former President Barack Obama, who wrote, "You might have heard about a federal court decision on a Republican lawsuit trying to strike down the Affordable Care Act in its entirety. Scary to hear it, particularly if you're about the ruling changes. Nothing for now. So that's the answer. That the pre-existing condition thing, no. One of the things that has been talked about is not finding people who don't get it, and I'm on board with that. Finding people who don't get health insurance makes sense to me because why should you be punished if you don't get it? The theory being that everybody's on it, and if everybody's on it, that helps overall, and that hasn't been the case with skyrocketing plans and, you know, premiums that people who are barely making it can afford if they get sick. Look, you know, it's like a doctor said to me one time, the great news is you're healthy. The great news is you're healthy. Stay healthy. You know, we've talked about that. The monstrosity.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane. Sex delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
So this first one comes to us rather from Philip, who gets the first crack at Michael Cohen, and he says, Kate, Michael Cohen, 3 years, what do you think he feels like after going through that whole court process? Well, I have no idea other than he was very weepy in court and being on the other side of the law to have this happen. Think about it. The lawyer for Michael Cohen said that Trump knew Cohen lied to Congress ahead of time. So Lanny Davis, the attorney that is representing him in his ongoing battles, told Bloomberg's radio Sound On that while Trump didn't direct Cohen specifically to lie to Congress, he knew his lawyer's plans and didn't direct him to tell the truth. So, wow, how about that? So Trump and the White House knew that he'd be testifying falsely to Congress, and they didn't tell him not to do it. But, you know, the bottom line is this. He was sentenced Wednesday to 3 years in prison in connection with his payments made to the women who threatened the campaign in 2016 to come forward with stories of affairs they allegedly had with President Trump, who was then the candidate. And in August, he pled guilty. So we knew he was going to get nailed with a bunch of years, probably. So this is what it is. It's those years that have come back, you know, those years that they're piling on them, and maybe they scale some of them back. But how about that? Then we move to this one. This one is from Jake. Hey, Kate Delaney and America Tonight listeners. I heard you talking about cyber crimes and hacking the other day. It was a brilliant segment. And I wanted to see if you knew the story of Save the Children and the fact that they got scammed, and it cost the company $1 million, and that's a charity. Yeah, I guess the hackers got into an employee's email account, then they used fake invoices, and they directed about $1 million to a fraudulent entity in Japan. But by the time it was discovered, it was too late to stop the money transfer. It was disguised as payments for solar panels to be installed on health centers in Pakistan. And they recouped, I guess Save the Children somehow recouped about all of it, but 112,000 of the losses through insurance claims. So that's good. So now they're putting up guards to you know, cyber guards to try to prevent those scams and hacking attempts. See, that's the whole thing. You have people with computers that hit something, it's opened up, and then voila, they're in. Right? And a separate hacking attack resulted in the charity mistakenly sending 9,000 to hackers after one of the charity's vendors was the victim of a cyber attack. So that money was also recouped through insurance claims. But it's bad. You know, now nearly 10 percentage points, they're saying Americans are now nearly 10 percentage points more likely to be affected by cybercrime than physical theft of property. That's surprising. One in four Americans affected by a cyber attack. I've been hacked in. And who knows if other companies that I've been involved with, if some of my information wasn't hacked. And it was from my college. And trust me, if they can find a way to do it, and we know, and this is what he's referring to, we've had plenty of cybercrime experts on to talk about what to do and what can you do and all that stuff. And you can be super, super vigilant, but there's always the potential for that to happen. You just have to try to be as vigilant as you can, and when you catch it, immediately react. Drop everything and react. How about that? This one is from comes to us from Keith, who says, Kate, I've emailed you before, but I saw this headline today and I thought of you because, you know, we're talking about things that are political or business or what do you call it, the buzz in the yard. And a lot of things are buzzing in my yard. But how about this scummy magazine, the National Enquirer, admitting that they paid off a former Playboy model to squelch what she was going to say about an alleged affair that could have jeopardized Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. And this all unfolded on in a courtroom, and they disclosed that $150,000 the payment to the American Media Inc. gave to the woman in August of 2016 was to suppress her story to prevent it from influencing the election. Well, look, now we just had the whole Michael Cohen thing, right? He's sentenced to 36 months in prison for what he did with the contributions, hush money, all that kind of stuff, to Stormy Daniels, and he's denying that, and now this is just another thing. So am I shocked by that? I should say no. I'm not shocked by that because they offered to deal with negative stories that could threaten the Trump's White House bid by assisting the campaign and identifying stories that so they could be purchased and their publication would be avoided. And you know what? There is a name for this, and lots of celebrities and others do this. It's called catch and kill. So that's what that was. It was catch and kill. But after everything that happened, when that comes out, you know, that's then you're thinking, oh, yeah, of course. So and they admitted it. But we already knew this. We knew this was coming because there was a story. I forget when it first broke. And remember, David Pecker is a longtime friend of President Trump's, who is American Media's chairman and CEO, which is the company that owns the National Enquirer. So it's his friend. And think about your friend. What would you do if you were in that? So that's exactly what they're saying. And here's one that comes to us from John. Kate, the Raiders are coming. The Raiders are coming. I live in Vegas. I've listened to you in Vegas. I've listened to you when I've been on the road in Michigan. I've listened to you in the great state of Florida. I've heard you talk about Portland, so I listen to you in Portland and all the various stations that you're on, and I want to encourage more stations to pick you up. I love, 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 love your show. Keep doing it. So the Raiders are coming. I saw a billboard that was pretty cool that said exactly that. And the Raiders in 2019, I heard you mention, don't have a home. So I'm wondering if that home is going to suddenly be Vegas. I don't think so. They're talking because they're building the facility in Las Vegas, and it's going up pretty fast. But Oakland is furious, so they're filing an antitrust and breach of contract lawsuit. And against all the teams, they want damages and lost revenue and all that kind of stuff. But the Raiders' move or relocation for 2020 was approved easily by the NFL owners. So now they were playing. They've played two seasons since that happened in the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. There's only one more game before their lease expires. So now where do they go? Their $7.5 million rent offer for the 2019 season is off the table, is what they're saying. And so they're going to have to play somewhere else. The Davises are going to have to find another place. They're saying that San Diego is a possibility. They're saying Santa Clara is a possibility. And an early temporary place in Vegas.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Tis the season of giving, perhaps. Yes. Beat the stampede. Get in line now so you can nail the score. Oh, I love the sound of that stampede. Oh. I would have been great in the Old West. I would have. 855-266-5283. So 855-266-5283. Or, like many of you do, usually 5 or 6, sometimes a little less, hit us up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. And you go to KateDelaneyRadio.com and click on Contact and give me your guess of the game of the week. So the game of the week this time around is a pretty easy one. Well, I shouldn't say it's a pretty easy one, because I think it's a tough one to predict, actually. And the fates and fortunes of these teams kind of hang in the balance. There's a hint of where they could end up as far as the playoffs are concerned. But the Patriots and the Steelers at Heinz Field. Big Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady, who you like? New England is actually only favored by 2 points in this one, and the point total is 52. So go figure. what will we possibly see out of the Patriots and the Steelers? You know, if you look at what just happened with the Steelers, they lost to the Raiders 24-21. They've had three losses in a row. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Broncos. So they were looking pretty good. They were cruising. They had amassed six straight wins, and then poof, it all kind of blew off for them. And now they got the Patriots at home. Then they're at the Saints. Who dat? And then the Bengals. The Bengals, I think, is a definite win. But they could lose these next two. So there's some dangerous elements for them. Will they even make it into the playoffs? Because a couple of these teams are sitting here that could go in either direction. I think the Patriots will do that, but who's going to win this game? So 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Tennessee, the James Bond state.
Oh, that's touche. That's brilliant. I like it.
28-26, the Pats.
Yeah, that's good. And there's the 2 points, which, of course, wouldn't cover, but 28-26, and that line could move in one direction or the other. Pete, thanks for coming out of the bunker and playing our little game. You can do it too, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And like I said, you know, this is, we're down to the nitty-gritty as far as who gets in the playoffs and who doesn't. And there are so many teams that for these scenarios, I mean, I like was putting this together and looking at what the scenarios are for the playoffs. And so like the Patriots, right? New England clinches the AFC East division title with a win plus a Miami loss or a tie, or a New England tie and a Miami loss. They clinch a playoff berth with a win, a Tennessee loss or a tie. Should I go on? A New England tie and a Baltimore loss and a Tennessee loss and an Indy loss or a tie. I mean, they can't even be, could you even really watch and be looking at it that way? No, I don't think so. And then there are other teams that are in that situation. Like, how about this for the Cowboys? The Cowboys are at Indianapolis on Sunday, and Dallas clinches the NFC East division title with a win. Or if they tie and there's a Philly loss or a tie and a Washington loss or a tie, or a Philly loss and a Washington loss. So if Philly loses and Washington loses, hey, the Dallas Cowboys win the NFC East. So they could be winning the East. I think you can almost count on that to happen for sure. 855-266-5283, or flip me your guesses, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. That's the easy way to get in. I know a lot of people are taking off for the holidays, but I still wanted to keep doing Nail the Score so I could take you all the way through. Nathan, so you don't need a stampede for an introduction. And, you know, usually it's funny. You've come pretty close to nailing the score, so you must have some kind of magic working.
Yep.
I like that, yep.
It's a simple kind of magic.
I guess.
Yes, the simple number magic, they call it.
I like it. Simple number magic.
Yeah, okay. So, let me conjure up my magic here.
Patriots or the Steelers? And what do you think? Who wins it and what's the score?
Yeah. It sounds like a good game. Let's give it to the Pats and just keep it one full away. We'll do 28-21 Pats.
Ooh, 28-21 Pats. So there we go. A couple for the Patriots. I'm going to tell you what my guess is in a minute, but I'm going to give you a couple from the emails that have come in. This one is from Sally in Florida, and Sally says, never did it before, gonna pick the Patriots, gonna say 26-21. 24. 26-24. So how about that? And then I've got one more here. This one is from Patrick. Patrick doesn't say where he's from, but Patrick says he likes Pittsburgh to play spoiler, and he likes a score of 24-21. 24-21. All right, when I look at this game, so I'm looking at the line, and I'm looking at the way the Steelers have played, and then if I look at the Patriots, and, you know, what they're coming off of that crazy Miami Miracle loss, and I just, with the way the Steelers are playing, I mean, how can you go against the Patriots, right? But you know, there always could be that little bit of an upset. So I'm going to say that the Patriots win it, and the final score is 20. I'm going to say the final score is, and they mostly have scored 20 to 30 some points. They even had one, remember the one with the Chiefs, they won 43-40. I'm going to say that they win this one 27-17. I think there's going to be a bigger gap. So I'm going to say 27-17. And they're healthy, so they had full participation from everybody on Wednesday's practice, according to their injury report. So they're not hurting. You know, they've had to deal with some players, some big players that have been out, like Gronkowski in the beginning of the year. And the good thing is, for them, they're healthy, and I think that's going to make a big difference there, too. They're first in the AFC East by a couple of games. Even though Miami won that game, Miami's still behind them in the standings. I'm going to say they pick up their 10th win. I'm going to say it's, yeah, number 10. So you do have a couple of minutes to try to get in at 855-266-5283 or flip me an email, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. That's the only way you can do it. And we will be doing it next week. So I'll still do it next week. And then, of course, the Christmas week, we'll look at that. Because I think everyone, all of you are taken off. Or you're going to just sit there and drink eggnog and you're just going to chillax, right? Even if you love the show, you're just going to chillax. That's what's happening because it's the holidays. You may have guests over. You know, who knows? Who knows what's going on? But I know you got to focus on what the Christmas deal is, and that makes complete sense to me. So football-wise, Oakland, Vegas, San Diego, Raiders looking for that 2019 home. I bet you they're going to find a place just like that, and it may be Vegas. Might be Vegas. They're not in the mix for Nail the Score, though. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score. And thanks for listening to the show. Went down the football game. When I walk the greenest thing, I saw you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.